Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Caglione. Jack Caglione has made it to Triple A. We wondered how much longer we would have to wait. We were saying anytime. Well, that time was this weekend. He will begin his Triple A portion of his professional career beginning tomorrow. They're all the way out in like Salt Lake, I think, which explains maybe why he was out of the lineup Saturday. He needed some,
had to give him a little heads up.
Needed some time to get back to Arkansas, pack some things up, and get set to go for the next portion of his journey towards the big leagues. But I think he is clearly on the track. If you were hoping that he could get to the big leagues by the end of the year, this is before Memorial Day weekend, literally like the week before, he is now going to be in AAA. That gives him however long it takes now. I don't know, 2 months, month and a half, whatever. And he could be up by July, August, into July, early August.
Yeah. I don't think it's crazy to think mid July, late July, early August, like you said, and we'll talk to JJ Piccolo, I assume tomorrow, the Royals general manager, who joins us every couple of weeks on the show. Maybe ask him what they're looking for. What stands out to me on this, and this is where, you know, one, I'm just excited. Cags is in AAA. We don't have any current plans to plan a Cody and Gold road trip to Omaha. Although, I don't know, maybe we'll end up there. Who knows? Like, maybe you'll just end up there as a regular person.
I will be there as a regular person.
Oh, so you're saying you're going for sure.
I will be there as a regular person.
Not a pre-planned Cody and Gold road trip. No. You will find your way to Omaha.
It will have nothing to do with
to watch Jack Caglione play some ball.
It'll be just as a normal United States citizen baseball fan. I will be there on my own
independently
accord.
Operating.
On my own accord.
Will you still find yourself at a bar before and after?
I may.
At a hotel. You're not sure. Okay.
I'm not sure, but I will be there as a normal person.
Okay.
Yes.
So at some point, some of us, Gold, maybe Dusty, who knows? People might end up in Omaha. So I'm just excited about the normal part. Jack Caglione is in AAA. This makes all the sense in the world. He was raking at the level he was at. There was no more need for him to spend time in AA. I do think, like when you say on time, I think it's important to note that this is ahead of what I think the Royals' plan was. I think that when you talk to the Royals, when you were talking to them before, this is the early end of the conceivable timeline. As in, for anybody who was thinking, hey, what time could get... This was the earliest possible moment the Royals thought they would be taking Jack Caglione to AAA. He gave them no choice. He got 38 games, and Dusty wrote it up on the board.
Yeah.
Hitting 322 with a 394 on base percentage. He was leading the Texas League in RBI. His strikeout numbers have come way closer, actually better than where you need him to be over the last 20 games, way better than that. Like, this is still early, and I think that that's important because if he hits a triple A, well, then same thing. Getting to the big leagues this year is ahead of schedule.
He forced their hand. He was dominating double A. It got to a point where what good is it still being in double A? You are over, you know, outmatching the competition, right? You are not necessarily making the improvements after a while at double A because you're just that much better than everybody that you're facing in terms of their own progression. And so now it's time for a new challenge, and that's what he's going to have. And we'll see, right? Like, if he doesn't hit well in triple A, well, then he's not going to get called up this year. It's very simple in that regard.
Yeah.
If he has the same type of dominating numbers, and we'll see how long it takes, it could be an adjustment for a week or two or more, right? It could be 2 months of adjustment period for him, and we have to wait till next year. Who knows? I hope that's not the case. I know fans, obviously, but sure, it would not stun you. That's how this thing works. Not everybody just clicks immediately. He did that in double A, and it still is not even a huge sample size in double A. He is on the fastest track I actually think you realistically can expect him to be on. He was drafted out of college, I understand, a year ago. That automatically means your path is a little bit quicker than, of course, a guy coming out of high school or something like that. But he is on the quickest path, I think, realistically, as an organization you could ask him to be on, potentially to be in position. And I would say that's where he's at now. He's in position to help this team this year, but he's got a lot of work still to do to actually get that call up this year to the big leagues. But obviously, yeah, we're all excited about it. Thank goodness we did the trip when we did the trip.
Yeah.
At one point it was discussed about doing it the first week of June. So thank goodness we did not wait that long, and we went ahead and did it in the early May or late April, whenever.
A lot of people accusing you of stuff. LV2 over on YouTube says Alex will be there as a civilian. Line saying, you don't want to associate with us anymore. You don't want to end up at Sweet Boys. You know, I don't do you think they've got like a Sweet Boys up in Omaha?
I'm not sure. All I know is I will be there. And if you go there, it'll be as a fan as well. And only as a fan, it'll have no association with this
station.
You're
saying this won't be. Yeah, yes. This will be not unsanctioned. This will just be a trip to Omaha to watch Jack Caglione.
That's right.
Then you could have seen him at, you know, two of the three levels. I mean, you didn't get to A-ball last year.
No, I did not go up to the Quad Cities. I've been to the Quad Cities before.
He only played like 20 games.
Yeah, I did not go
there pretty quick.
But no, at some point, very soon. Remember, he's on the road for the first trip. They're not even in Omaha right now. They're out in Salt Lake. So maybe in a couple weeks, I think the plan is to head up to Omaha and catch a game or two of Jack Caglione. And hopefully he starts well in Salt Lake and we can continue Jack Watch all summer long, this time at the AAA level. This was Matt Quatrero, though, talking about Cags on MLB Network Radio yesterday. This was before he obviously knew the call-up was happening. This was before we publicly knew, but they clearly knew he was about to get called up. Listen to Q on Cags.
Clearly, we talk about Jack regularly. We talk about a lot of the guys, especially on that team, regularly. We have some good prospects there, and it's awesome. What he's done is phenomenal, and that's what we were hoping he would do when he got to that level. Is dominated, and that I think that's a great sign for him. And you know, he had a quarter of a season last year, if that, in high A. So for him to come out and do what he's doing right now is exactly what we would have wanted. And the exposing him to the outfield is a huge plus for him and for us down the road. And you know, that's a player development decision to decide when he moves. But that's what we want our guys to do, is dominate.
So that was Q talking about the domination from Jack Caglione in AA, and we'll see if he can do that at AAA. That's what it's going to take for him to get called up this year. He's going to have to dominate at the AAA level.
We had to know that this was going to happen, not just when he was like that, but like when they sent everyone down, dude. J.J. Piccolo went down. Mike Sweeney, they're doing advanced video. Yost was there. They're doing advanced video scouting, like the kind of stuff they do for major league players to see how the swing works. He performed while they were there. Everyone knew that this was like a scouting trip to be like, we're cool with this, right? That goes back to the thing I said to you, which is, this is how you knew it was early. This is how you could tell, like, they were thinking ahead of schedule for where they are. I'm excited, man. If he rakes a AAA, well, then he's going to be here in mid-July.
Now, can we all agree to something real quick, though?
Sure.
In the first week, if he somehow rakes, No, they are not calling him up after 1 week in AAA. I say that. A lot of you know that, but I'm just telling you.
You want to get that out now so that we're not calling for Jack Caglione in a week.
Yes, because if and I hope he does, by the way. I hope he destroys the AAA level as well. But in the first week, even if immediately he has success, and let's hope he does, it doesn't mean he's getting called up in 2 weeks. Like, we are now on a very clear, it's May 19th. Cody, we are on a very clear month and a half minimum timeline, in my opinion, at the earliest. You agree with that? Like, he's not getting called up in a month from now.
No, I think the earliest timeline would be July 1st.
Okay, so month and
that
a half
would be
ish.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that would be like the earliest date, and even that feels early.
Yeah, that's...
I think mid-July, because like right around the trade deadline would be a logical time. By then, you'll know who they've traded for, who they've targeted, who they go after, all the things that you would come to expect out of a prospect. But yeah, I wouldn't put it any earlier than that.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.